Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and Rona and whatever else comes to mind. Let's have some fun. I know it's a Tuesday, but hey, that's all right. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Lord Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it, make him feel important. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, two A's, common spelling on Aaron. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there. It's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a terrible mood. Usually the textures are just awful today. Guess what? We're not going to read any awful text.
We ain't having it.
Don't bother, because we're going to have fun today. And you know why? Because that's what life is supposed to be,
Mr.
Hoffman.
We're going to party like it's 1999.
What's going on, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Pretty quiet. Okay. A lot of work today. You know, just some working on some projects. And pretty much took up my entire day. But it was good.
I'm working on preparations for what I assume is going to be another full-blown shutdown.
Yeah, I think we're headed that direction, which...
I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I wish you were wrong, but listening to the mayor, whose name I will no longer speak because I can't stand him, you know, all he says is, shutdown. Also, if you notice...
Well, he seems excited about the shutdown.
I know. It's like he wants things shut down.
I don't want things shut down, even though there is a part of me who... You remember when we were shut down the first time, and we started to come back into... people started to open things back up, and I was like, ooh, see, it doesn't seem like it's the right time for that. People were like, you hate small businesses, you're a bad person, blah, blah, blah.
No, that's all
and
true.
I said, and I said, well, no, my big concern is opening up too soon and us just having to shut down all over again. And people said, that won't happen. Okay. And now look where we are.
Yeah, well, and the reality is if people had actually done what they were supposed to do.
No one's doing
that. And if we had not had all the protests, we wouldn't be where we are now. But if you notice, the mask thing has only been in effect for 3 weeks. And it appears to be flattening things, which, okay, why don't we see if this works? But
well, except
it's not
like in
happen.
Sugar Land, like Fort Bend County, they just hit the red today.
Yeah, well, and that's unfortunate. But like the numbers aren't what they were in terms, maybe because we've already killed off so many people, it doesn't matter.
And here's the other thing about the protests. Like, I agree that the protest wasn't a good idea for getting rid of coronavirus. I agree with that. I mean, wasn't there one of those protests in nearly every major metropolitan city?
There was, but
then why is it ours is the one that's getting all this blame?
I think it's a combination of things. And there's other cities where people have done stupid stuff and gone out and had monster parties and not wear masks, and those have caused outbreaks. I just think this was a combination of a bunch of things, and people here refusing to wear the masks. And now that they're doing it, hey, guess what? It's a little late, but it's working.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to see a shutdown, but we're headed for it. I kind of feel like, and like I said, something happened with Abbott. Somebody close to him.
I think it was a personal thing.
Yeah, and because he's suddenly it's, you know, there's no party line stuff. It's, hey, let's do what's best for the people, which I respect. Would have liked to seen it a little sooner. But, hey, yeah, if we're on shutdown again, I'm prepared to go back to my cave. And broadcast from there.
You know, and I've been given great thought to it because the truth of it is, I mean, we're considered essential employees or essential people. So I don't ever feel uncomfortable at work. You know, I feel like...
And you're around a lot more people than I am because I basically come in...
You know what? I'm really not. I'm around people in the meetings.
Okay.
And when I'm in those meetings, everybody wears a mask. Everybody sits as far apart as we can. And then I sit in my office for the rest of the day, and really, that like someone might peek their head in my office and ask me a question, but like I like hardly anybody's coming in and sitting down and having a discussion with
right,
me.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff's getting done by email, which I appreciate. I don't, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like when I'm at work that I'm somehow in an unsafe environment. I'm you know, I may just for a little while, at least if things do go back to shut down, I may just keep coming to work and doing the show here because it's a safe place and everybody's being clean except for Lance Zierlein, who seems to forget, but Joel cleans up after him. So, you know, I feel okay.
I'm okay with coming in too. I mean, I'm really not around anybody other than here. Now, last night we went out to dinner, and we were 20 feet away from the nearest people.
Where'd you go?
Nefus.
Okay.
It was kind of funny because I kind of, usually when it comes to couples fighting, I always side with the guy,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, out of loyalty. But this couple comes in, and he obviously did not want to go out. And I don't blame him.
There's a lot of people that don't.
He said, I don't want to go. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there. And his wife's like, well, you're the one who's being paranoid and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah, he is kind of being paranoid. But then again, you did drag him out here.
Dude.
And you know what? It was nice, though. We were nowhere near any other people, just the server. Whenever the server came over, we put our masks on. And we had a nice dinner, and I think that's about to go away, which is why we did it. But otherwise, man, I'm at home all day because I was working from home a lot before this started. So I do most of our meetings now. I call in, and it's easy. So I come here for the show, and I'm totally, you know, totally fine with that because I do feel like I'm only seeing you and Aaron for the most part. And Josh on the way out, we chat for a few minutes, and Aaron's in another room.
You guys hug and
no, we don't do that anymore. We had a really
strokes your new hair.
We had a really awkward evening once, and just things haven't been the same since. But you know, we come in and we disinfect everything before and after, and I feel like you know that's fine. So,
well, I mean, I think I'm basically just going to give everybody the option, and you know, when Lance texted me the other day and was like, I'm worried they're going to shut things down again. And I told Lance, listen, Lance is a dude who's got
asthma. Yeah.
So I said, basically, anybody who wants to work from home, work from home. And the truth is, we've limited how many interns are here now. Not you, Aaron. You have to work from here.
Yeah.
That's not an option for you. And if, you know.
I'm totally fine coming in. I like I said, I feel comfortable here. I feel safe here.
It also feels like I'm doing a radio show here. Like sometimes right. When I was setting up at my house, like in my bedroom, it was weird. I had like a card table up with a, you know, the Comrex unit on it. And it, you know, I had my notes, but it just didn't feel the same, you know?
I think the shows are fine. And for me, I had everything set up on the bed and I would pace. And about every 20 minutes, a dog would come in there and see what I was doing. And it just, you know, I like being in here. I like having the Twitch channel on. And I just feel like there's no reason not to, do it. I mean, if I worked with somebody who was less cognizant of everything or just not very hygienic, I might stay home.
So, like, if you worked with the person who wipes their ass with paper towels and leaves it in the trash can in the bathroom, you wouldn't want to work.
Yeah, I would be working from home. If I was working with somebody who's not putting a condom on their mic and spraying everything down before they start and after, I'd probably stay home.
Okay.
But I feel confident that you're more paranoid about this than anybody, and that's a good thing. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Right. I know what you mean.
I feel like, you know what?
I take it seriously.
Yeah, if AJ gets it, then it's almost a total fluke. And
I like to think you take it seriously, too. Aaron, I'm not so sure about, but listen, he's locked in that room in there. That's his problem.
I take it seriously. I wear my mask. I hand sanitize and all that stuff.
All right. Didn't you just go to the casino, though?
Yeah, but I was socially distanced from people. And I was using hand sanitizer every time I touched something.
See, I was thinking about that today with my time off. There's a part of me that wants to say, you know what? For a day, I think I'm just going to go over to Coushatta, play poker, play the ponies. And then I realized, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea right now. There's too many people out there running around with it. And maybe just stay home and gamble online, which guess what?
You can do that.
I do a lot of that anyway. And like I said, I'm not okay with another shutdown. I think it's a bad idea, but they don't care. They don't listen to me. and, you know, Lena Hidalgo in a mask, you're a 10, but I really wish you guys would just, you know, give this a few more days at least to see if the mask order is actually working. But
well, this may be not be a Lena Hidalgo.
No,
thing.
But, but she's for coming. It. She's for it too. But if it comes, but if it comes from the governor, then there's nothing we can do about it. And he whose name I will not speak did say one thing. It's like at least roll it back to phase one, which isn't that kind of where we are right now? Isn't that sort of what they did when they shut down the bars?
Well, I don't remember where was it when like all the restaurants like were everything was to go only. And barbershops and nail salons were closed. Like gyms were closed. What level was that? Was that what phase was that?
That was the shutdown phase.
Okay.
Then yeah, that was like zero.
Right. And then they rolled back to where restaurants could have be open for 25%. Which isn't that kind of what it? I got to tell you, last night 25%. When we got the parking lot, it looked like there were a lot more people there, and I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. But let's walk in and see what it looks like. And we got there, and it was, oh, this is fine. And we were, you know, in that front area, and they had the tables 8-10 feet apart. And there was one group that was sort of behind us, a table and a half away, that left pretty much when we got there. So we had almost a whole room to ourselves. So I didn't feel uncomfortable at all. But there have been times where I have gone out and felt uncomfortable, and we didn't go. And I've mentioned that. And I think that's everybody's choice. And some people don't want to do that at all. But... you know, if he's saying 2 weeks, which would get us to August 1st, roughly, you know, I just don't know if that's going to do it. And the impact of this thing, and like I said, we don't know enough about it, but when you look at it, the impact seems to be 3 or 4 weeks after whatever happened.
Right.
So we're not going to really know if and people are wearing their masks now, by the way.
More people are following.
I know we like to make fun of the people who go nuts, and that's a pretty small group.
Yeah. For the most part, I see people wearing masks now.
Yeah.
And, well, also, for the most part, businesses won't let you in without one, which I think that kind of just – that if it's going to work, that's the way it has to be. If businesses give you the option – people just aren't going to do it.
Right.
So I think that's the smart thing is to make businesses enforce that people can't come in without a mask.
2-1 says, regarding another shutdown, I doubt people are going to be as obedient this time as compared to the last one. I think there'll be more. I think people are kind of scared now. And, yeah, I don't like that people are scared, but I do think they'll be more likely to actually do what they're supposed to. And this doesn't affect me. I mean, I can work from home as much as I need to. I can stay home as much as I need to, but I just think there's an awful lot of businesses that aren't going to be able to afford another shutdown, and I don't want to see that. So, but, you know, part of it is on the idiots who wouldn't listen.
I got someone here who says, the hot rumor that we have from a pretty credible source is that Abbott is going to announce tomorrow cities can do lockdowns, and he won't fight it. The only reason he's not doing it today is to let primary voting happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it was going to be Thursday.
Thursday is the day I heard, too. But
so... we'll see. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Elate Health. And if you are or you know someone who is suffering from a frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee, it could be an enlarged prostate. And here's the deal. You might be thinking, oh, I've got to have surgery, but you don't. Dr. Andrew Doe has come up with a way to treat BPH. Dr. Andrew Doe at Elate Health, he's the first doctor here in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. And what it is, it's a minimally invasive procedure that uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours, right in the office there at Elate Health. And he's done more of these procedures than anybody here in Houston. He's the guy you want to work with. It's covered by most insurance plans. It's minimally invasive. Like I said, it's the way you want to go. Learn more today. Call 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Or check them out at choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713 says, that was me on Saturday. Did not want to go out, but my wife dragged me to eat. It wasn't as crazy as I pictured. Went to Shogun. It was fun, and I'm still alive. From Rich.
Yeah, I went out to eat on Saturday night, and I mean, this the restaurant I went to, it's a tough place to get into, and I got a reservation, which I was surprised at, and I was like, oh, I was worried that it was going to be overly packed. But guess what? I don't know if I could have thrown a piece of bread at the next closest table to me. I mean, there were maybe 8 tables in the entire restaurant. I mean, it was about as spaced out as you could get.
And I'm fine with that. I feel totally comfortable with that. Like we did last
night.
Were,
you know what bothers me when I go into a restaurant and I see a party of 14 and everybody's like piled up at one table. I don't like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But this restaurant, every table had 2 to 4 people at it. And there was about 8 tables in the whole place. I was, this is okay. This is good for me.
Pat in the 409 says, Governor of Texas is really hinting at another shutdown. Let's all remember he chose to play politics instead of listening to medical experts. Except he's listening now. And maybe he didn't act fast enough. And if you want to criticize him for that, fine. But I at least respect the fact that he's not towing a party line anymore and realizing that politics have nothing to do with this. Let's do what's smart. I hope that, I mean, if we have to roll back, okay, I hope it's not a complete shutdown. And if it is, I hope it's short. But I just wish enough people would take this seriously and do what they ask us to do. Because if we do, then, you know, we're going to get through it. And we'll do what we have to do here if we're all shut down again. And we'll make it the best we can. And we'll just keep trying to do entertaining shows and keep taking your mind off of it. Talk about it when it's important. Make penis jokes and just roll from there.
That's how we roll, man.
But and Deacon says, but of course, protests will be allowed to continue because medical science has proven the coronavirus doesn't spread there. and we talked about this the other day. De Blasio in New York saying, oh, no gatherings except for Black Lives Matter protests. I think that's horrible.
It's garbage.
And that's, I'm sorry, but if we're shutting things down, those have to be shut down too. Although I don't think people are still protesting here. I haven't really seen anything. So, but we'll see. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people just don't buy into it at all, but because it affects everybody differently, you just don't know. And it's better to be safe. Mott said, for the 2-3 months we've been free, do you think you've built up some kind of immunity? I honestly, I don't know. But like I said all along, I felt like I already had it. I was pretty sick in January, and in retrospect, considering how much travel we were doing, considering how much international travel my wife was doing, and she also got sick, kind of feel like I already had it.
Yeah.
That's not going to stop me from being cautious about it though. And then Jimmy sent us a story that says, Abbott says no to shutdown, tells judges to enforce masks and gathering.
That's today. I'm telling you what
I'm just going based on what I've been hearing from some people who would know.
Yeah.
And I hope that it's wrong, but you know, I wish they'd just wait, give it to the end of the week. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it's gonna go in effect again, and then we'll do what we do. But I will be here, Mr. Hoffman.
Okay. That's very brave of you, Fred.
Yeah, it's not really brave. I'm with you. It's the show's felt fine. I don't mind doing them on occasion, but there's also a weirdness to it I think at least being able to get out of the house long enough to come in here for 3 hours makes the day feel kind of normal.
Yeah.
And just from a psychological standpoint, sometimes you need to feel a little normal, but we'll see. I don't know why I'm having internet problems over here today. It's not allowing me to watch a Twitch channel. So,
I think a lot of stuff around here isn't working. Our phone line, our call screen thing isn't working.
Yeah.
The phone in the 94.1 studio wasn't working earlier today. A bunch of some of the kids that were, there's a bunch of kids here who do these random interviews with people.
or I guess they run these shows that we play on the weekends, and they're trying to do random interviews, and none of it was working. So who knows?
Yeah, we have the instead of the call line, we have the UH screensaver on our screen there. So if you're calling in, we can't tell right now. But somebody said it's crazy that they're posting case numbers of, instead of deaths. It's still at a very small rate. The deaths are at a small rate, but, you know, and that's the thing. I think how this thing is reported influences how people are looking at it. And until it's personalized and you know somebody, then it's hard to really make it real for people, because they're either going to be scared to death by the numbers or they're going to not believe the numbers. And there's reasons for both, frankly.
I feel like almost everybody knows somebody by now who's had it. And I now, a buddy of mine from the Army, his wife got it and she died.
And
she found out, it was maybe 3 days after she found out, she just died. And she was in good health. She ran half marathons and stuff. I don't know. That's why it affects everybody so differently that you can't really...
Yeah,
you can't really know.
I have two Facebook friends who've died from it that were not old people. They were not my age. But then I've also had a couple of friends who had it, and it was not even a cough. One of them didn't even know he had it. It's just just felt fatigued a little bit. And that's what makes it so hard to sit here and say, oh, well, this works and this works. And somebody asked, do you guys think another shutdown is just going to prolong the whole thing? Will people listen when we reopen again?
I don't know.
I hope so. I hope people have learned from this. I really do. I think this is, if you do have to shut it down again, I hope when we come back, people will be doing all the things that we've been talking about, because you don't want to have to do it again. So we said, Abbott does defer to local governments. I think he's making the best decision. Houston needs a different response than the people outside Abilene. That is true.
Yeah.
There's no question, and I think that's...
But I also feel like it would be... I think the smart thing to do would be for Governor Abbott to say, if you're in a county that has this many plus cases, this is the way you need to respond.
Yeah. I mean, some guidelines would be good.
Yeah.
713, sooner people realize this virus didn't spread because of the government, because of people don't follow common sense rules and follow science. Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of people just blame it on... this is the government's fault. 2-1 said, we'll be working at the Gow building starting next week. Any pointers for the building? Stay out of the bathroom on the fourth floor. That is the most disgusting place in the world. And, but there's nice ones on the third floor, second floor.
Okay.
So use those. That's the thing. I tend to go on the road now. If I have to do anything other than just pee real quick.
Yeah, I pretty much stick to the... I go between the first floor and the fourth floor, so I don't see a lot. I did go to the second floor a couple weeks ago, and I was like, it's cool. The whole decor had changed, and it was all crazy.
Yeah, they spent a bunch of money renovating this whole place, which you don't really notice, because we did ours almost 2 years ago now when we redid our floor. So now they're catching up the rest of the building, so it doesn't look like a 1970s dentist office. But, yeah, there's some weird decor down there. Somebody else said, I had it a couple weeks ago and only lost my smell and taste. No fever, nothing. But OMG, hope we've learned from this. Grow a pair. What does that mean? What does that mean, 713?
That means he doesn't believe in coronavirus.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm not supposed to read your text then, because we're not reading dumbass texts today, dickweed. Sir Dickweed. I'll at least give you that.
Grow a pair, Fred.
Yeah. I have a pair. They're old and shriveled, but I have a pair.
Better ones.
And OMG, what are you, five? You're a five-year-old girl, 713? You little bitch. Quick break, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We parted ways at a Super 8 Waco.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So apparently the Twitchers are now debating balls. Space Ghost said Fred must have been on the roids if he is shriveled. Okay, I was joking a little bit there, but yeah, I did roids in my 20s. Yeah, it wasn't stuff that was illegal at the time. It was like amino acids and all this stuff. There were performance enhancers. I didn't actually do like
Windstrol. Those aren't really steroids.
Well, amino acids. But they're all banned now.
Like by baseball.
Well, by the what's that? World Anti-Doping.
USADA, yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that we used to do is on the list now, including creatine, which I don't. Hell, creatine is. I still use creatine, but yeah, we did a bunch of stuff. We tried. I mean, when
were you doing it to get chicks?
Yes. Yeah. Now we didn't realize that it was kind of defeating the purpose because you get all bulked up, and then
your balls didn't work.
Then your thing wouldn't work. So it's like, why get all good looking and bulked up when it's not going to do you any good? But yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 says, I was grocery shopping this morning. I picked up a can of beans. Lady stared at me and told me I was supporting white supremacy. Did you know Goya is
Goya beans?
Apparently
oh, yes.
Run by white supremacists. I had no idea.
Yeah, I've heard. Well, I don't know that they're white supremacists. I mean,
it's a Hispanic guy who owns the company.
He's just a Trump supporter. So now, like, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist to some people. So,
yeah, well, that's not true or fair. But
well, what do you mean?
Well, there are people who support Trump that aren't racist.
Oh.
Now, I also believe that all racists support Trump. But I know a lot of people who support him, and they're not. They're not running around waving MAGA hats or now Keep America Great, that are legitimately frustrated with the political system the way it was, which I agree with 100%, and are okay with a lot of his policy, and that's fine. I mean that doesn't make you a racist, and I think it's hyperbole for people who say, oh, you support Trump, you must be a white supremacist. That's all. And 49 says, the bad thing, restaurants have to run at 100% for a profit. Working at less kills them monetarily.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I mean, a lot of these restaurants have found a way to make to-go sales work. The problem is not all restaurants can do that.
No, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when things were still open. It felt weird going down to, you know, kind of the main area of East Downtown where Rodeo Goat is and Eighth Wonder and all that stuff. And walking down the street, going to the bar before they closed Lucky's, and there weren't people down there. I mean, I'm used to it always being packed in that area because it's a really popular area. And so it made me feel comfortable that I wasn't surrounded by people, but I also felt for the businesses because those places are usually packed and they couldn't be. And it's definitely tough. So. Were you taking creatine to pass a piss test? No, I was just taking creatine because I read that it was a really good thing to take with your workout. And so I tried it for a while. That drink we have has creatine in it.
Bang?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got creatine in it.
Oh, no.
So didn't know if you knew that. It says, no, the Goya dude is a Spaniard. We in the business call that a colonizer. Fair enough. Wouldn't it technically be an orange supremacist?
Oh.
Well, like this morning, and this is just a pro tip for you. If you've always wanted to try Brothers and you don't want to stand in line, you go there before 7:30 for breakfast tacos. There's nobody there. And there's two people in front of you. You can't go inside until they call you. So you have to wait. You always have to wait outside.
Yeah.
But, and then after 9:30, no line if you want lunch. So just a little PSA there. And, yeah, who tweeted this out about the air conditioning thing? You've seen this, that air conditioning could help spread the COVID. I got to tell you.
Then I'm screwed.
No, well, if it does, it does. But you can't shut down air conditioning in Houston. If anybody's walked outside the last 4 days, you'll have more deaths from that in a day if you don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can say what you want about that. But
as much as I'm all for taking precautions on things.
That's one thing you're not willing to sacrifice.
Hell no.
Hey, man, fuck that.
Yep. Exactly. Maybe I should have saved that. But, yeah, it's just in this environment, there's no way in hell. People die during the summer here because they don't have air conditioning all the time. You want to add a bunch more deaths to that? You be my guest. I will not bow to. Nor will it be.
I feel like more people would die from no AC than coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially right now. I was thinking today, I feel terrible for people who happen to work outside right now. It's just insane. It feels like a desert out there and 100% humidity. Congratulations.
If you're going to do something, do it 100%, they say.
Well, there you go. So he said, either of you guys watched Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
No, my wife's watched a couple episodes. I would like to, but I just haven't had the chance to yet.
Yeah, it's kind of, I have it on my thing. I haven't really dived into it. The first one was, I did watch one, and it was about an alien abduction. And it's like, I've already seen all these. So I may chat. I was watching that conspiracy show, which is, I thought I would be interested in it, not because I believe in all these conspiracies, but because they did a really good job of, okay, here's what people say is the conspiracy, here's how people debunk it, and you get a nice balanced thing. It's just not very interesting content. It's like, I got the one on the Lindbergh baby, and it's like, do I really need to see another thing on the Lindbergh baby? So, if you're not familiar with any of that stuff, then it's probably worth it. But for me, it's like, eh. Usual, don't know what direction the show will head, but I have a documentary about Ed Gein.
Gein,
the real-life Leatherface, lined up to watch. I know you guys like your serial killers.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
He's an interesting dude.
So he said, I think all the places other than gas and grocery and maybe hardware stores should be closed on the inside. Everyone else should be allowed to do as much takeout as possible and maybe waive all taxes to go on sales and other things to try to help. It's not their fault, but we can't keep on like this. I think when we were locked down, the curbside, I still do curbside for like when I go get pet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go in the pet store. The places that still do curbside, I do curbside, except for Specs. And now Specs delivers.
I get almost everything delivered to my house.
And well,
I don't go in the grocery store.
The wife goes once every 2 weeks.
They just bring, like, my wife does the Instacart thing where they just bring the groceries to you. And she sanitizes everything before she takes it in the house. My wife is like she's the most careful.
You might say she's militant about it.
She kind of is.
Yeah. And that's fine, man.
She's having none of this nonsense.
They have told everybody. It's like, well, however you are about it, that's cool. But I'm not going to, I don't want to tell people not to be cautious. I'll never do that. If you're overcautious, that's cool. If you're just a dickweed like that clown earlier, then I just don't really care what you have to say.
I will say this, and is the call screen broken, or is the call, or are we not taking calls? Is that what's
the
deal?
No, the call screen is broken. I'm working on getting a temporary screen so I can at least type them in for you.
Because I'd like to take a few calls because this week I got the email from my kid's school district saying basically you've got two options. They've got a digital learn from home program that they're doing next year, or they can go back to school. And if you go back to school, you've got to wear masks. You've got to, there's going to be fewer kids in classes, obviously. But I'm curious what people are planning on doing, if people have the choice, and if they do have the choice, what they're planning on doing. Now, my wife, she gave the kids first crack at it and said, what do you guys want to do? And they both instantly said, we want to go to school. And I think that maybe that's not what she was expecting to hear. So
yeah.
So now she's like, oh, well, now I have to figure out if I want to let them go back to school or not. But I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if it's safe to send them to school. Part of me thinks like, you know what? Like if they've got to have a normal life in some kind of way, but
you know what I think it's going to come down to is if you can't if you basically need them to do that as, because you need the kids out of the house for work.
So people who use school for childcare, basically.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it. But I am curious because it is one of those things that I think you're right. They do need a normal life. But knowing how you guys are about it, I'd be surprised if you were both comfortable with it, if things are still like they are right now. Although, again, kids, it doesn't seem to be affecting kids.
Right. But, and my wife is, she's home 90% of the time. Like, if they needed her to be home, she could just be home. There's very few families are taking photos right now.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, I have a friend who does the same job, and she's basically... And she does yearbooks and things like that. And yeah, she's not doing too well.
She is doing some photography, like some real estate photography, which is another thing she does a lot of, because a lot of people are buying and selling houses right now. Yeah. So that's one business that's been maybe positively impacted by this would be the real estate business.
I think that and Amazon.
And I sold a house. I sold the house last week. I got it sold. Well, my house in Austin.
I was listening to John Clay Wolf. A lot of people are selling their cars now, too.
Yep.
So, okay, we got a couple. Which one do you want?
Who was first, Aaron? Ramon?
Ramon.
Ramon.
I'm Ramon.
What's up, Ramon?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Okay, I have a couple questions and a... Well... Number one, I decided my daughter is going to go to school until anything comes up. If anything comes up, then she's going to come home.
What do you mean anything Number comes two, up? Like if a kid in the class gets corona or what?
Yeah. Like I don't want her to be next to it all the time.
Right.
If she gets corona, that sucks. But we're very healthy and we work out a lot.
How old is your daughter?
She's 14 now.
Okay.
That's the other one just got tested for corona and she's 4 years old. And she's in quarantine right now.
Where do you think she was exposed?
From the neighbors. The neighbors had their daycare workers got corona, and the neighbors' kids got runny noses and fevers and stuff like that, and they were playing with my kids at the same time.
So, but your younger daughter, I guess, 4 years old, she doesn't go to school, I take it?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, we're trying to decide if she's going to go to school now or not, and she's probably not. The four-year-old isn't.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old, I think she needs to be there because she does a lot of sports and stuff, too.
This is the other thing.
And it's sports alive.
Yeah, it's what I told my son, though, because my son, the first thing he said was, I'm playing basketball this year. I'm playing football. And I said, dude, you can't make the decision that you're going back to school based on you're playing these sports because it might not happen. You don't know if you're
I wouldn't count on sports.
I wouldn't
agree
either
with that. Yeah. But if it starts to actually come up to, I mean, I'm in Montgomery County. I live in the Woodlands. And if it starts to actually hit it hard, then I'll definitely pull her out. But for right now.
We lost him.
All right.
Let's get Brandon real quick. And then I want to ask for somebody else to call on this. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, guys. So, you know, one other thing, too, is we were kind of on the fence. You know, I could take it or leave it, but, you know, with Abbott saying that the schools are going to be shut down 5 days at a minimum if they have a positive test, you know, I just don't want to, you know, kids are so routine-oriented, I feel like it would just be easier just to keep them home. That way, if there are positive tests, which we know there's going to be, then, you know, their schedule doesn't really change that much.
Yeah. And how old are your kids? Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, he's still there.
Okay. They're, yeah, they're elementary school. They're 8 and 10.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I told my 8-year-old. And I was like, dude, so here's the deal. You'll go to school, and some of your friends will be there, and some of them won't. But if you get sick, you're going to come home, and you're not going to go back to school for the rest of the year. Like, do you understand that? And, you know, I think they understand, like, on the little one understands at a very surface level. The big one has a better idea of what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
but
he should be a little more advanced at this point.
Yeah.
He's basically about to become a teenager, so. Braddock says he plans on setting a goal to keep kids home for the first 9 weeks and then reassess. And I'm getting a lot of texts like that. But what I want to hear from, I'd like to hear from a couple teachers. I mean, how do you guys feel about this? Because you're going to be the ones.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like they're giving teachers this same option they're giving us.
And that's why I kind of want to hear from some teachers.
And did HISD give everybody a choice? Like, is that kind of across the board?
I don't know. I'm off the HISD mailing list. So.
Because I know there's a lot of different school districts have different, you know, like different capabilities to do online learning. Not only that, a lot of the student bodies. There's certain parts of the city that have less access to internet and things like that. There's some tough choices to be made, certainly.
All right, we'll take some more calls on this. So go ahead and line up. Just keep in mind, we don't have our usual thing up. Aaron's having to do it by hand and type it up and give us the name. So Christina, we'll get to you when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And just before anybody does the talk sports guy, there's a little more important things going on in the world right now than sports.
Let's talk about the MLS game last night.
Let's not. And you know, there were some EPL games today, but I've been told not to talk about it, so we're not. Let's go to Christina. What's up, Christina?
Hello, Christina.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing sports. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I sound like I've been smoking for like 50 years. But just to answer like your question earlier, my daughter goes to HISD, and you guys have met Maddie. They haven't quite given us an option yet or anything. So when we were talking about it earlier, she had said that she would be interested in knowing how the cases were because she wouldn't want to like go to school, someone's sick, and then she might be okay, but she brings home something to me as you guys know, like, I've been dealing with this for, like, since April now. I appreciated that concern of hers. I mean, because she saw it, like, you know, firsthand, and she was, like, worried that I was going to die, you know, because we weren't sure, like, how bad it was going to get. So I like that she was, you know, cognizant that, like, hey, you know, you might be okay at school, but that doesn't mean, like, you won't bring something home.
Well, what's your comfort level? Are you willing to send her and take that risk knowing that you've been sick?
To be honest, like I didn't let her go to like a couple family events just because I had known that like one of them had been exposed to someone who was sick. And so just to like keep myself safe too and Maddie, I just said, hey, like, I'm sorry, but she's gonna have to miss out on this one. So like I'm not fully comfortable yet. It's like if the case numbers were going down, I think I'd be more at ease. But the fact that they keep going up and we keep breaking new records, I don't feel comfortable sending her to school.
And just for perspective for the listeners, you've already had the Rona and you had some other health issues that made it a little scary.
Yeah, it like kicked my asthma into full gear, and so I have like some inflammation in my lungs and stuff. So that's why I sound kind of hoarse. It's just, you know, still some coughing, and when they say like it hits those with like asthma and it goes for your lungs, like they're not joking.
All right. Well, Good luck in the decision, and good luck with your recovery. It sounds like you're, and I saw on Twitter she's doing better today, too. So it's on the road to recovery.
Yeah, and just to kind of follow up on what she said, I guess HISD hasn't said anything yet.
Well, you might want to hurry, huh?
Yeah, getting up there. And,
you know, Lamont asked an interesting question on Twitter to me, and he said, from a financial aspect with school as a taxpayer, should I really be asking myself if my school taxes are still justified at the current rate with way less overhead in districts, less utilities, sports, transportation, food? It's a good point, but I also realize it's a pandemic, and, you know, that's just kind of the
way it
goes. They're not going to lower my taxes. And then I will say this, if they come to me with another one of those damn letters where they're like, hey, your taxes are going up, oh, hell no.
No.
Not this time, bro. Not this time. But, I mean, I'm not going to start complaining about it until they try to jack it up. And I live in an area where taxes are pretty high. It's a good school district, and it's not cheap on property taxes.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, mine are grown up, so I don't even have kids in school anymore, so I'm paying taxes. I don't really care.
You should fairly feel gypped. Because
I don't. I kind of feel like that's I'm paying for somebody else's kid to get an education. Hopefully those kids will grow up to be Blitzers. Let's try Daniel. Daniel.
Hey, guys, sports.
Hello, Daniel. Sports to you.
Hey, a long-time listener, man. Been listening since you guys were on the 12 o'clock hour.
Thanks, sir.
I'm a teacher at a pretty large district in Houston, so if you guys have any questions, you know, I know that most of the teachers I talk to, we're uncomfortable with going back to the classroom, but it seems like, you know, everyone's wanting to kind of throw us back in there, so we're just kind of waiting and seeing it for now.
Have they talked to you about, like, are you going to be tested before you go back into the schools, or are they just throwing you in there? Because it seems like that'd be a costly thing for schools, and especially some of these poorer school districts. Are they going to be able to afford to test everybody who's going to be teaching?
So we had an online staff meeting last week, and there was nothing said about if staff would be tested. In fact, they even told us that they wouldn't even be taking our temperature, like, daily as we go into the school. And I'm thinking, you know, even my gym takes my temperature every day, so I didn't know what the reasoning behind that was. But we're, you know, usually I'll teach six classes a day and have one conference period, and they said that, you know, what it might be is it might be you have five classes a day, and then you have a virtual class when you're at home learners, because my district is giving the parents a choice. They have until, like, August or something to decide if they want their kids to come back to school in person or if they want to stay home and do virtual stuff. And so, you know, I think they're hoping that by that August 10th date, maybe the cases will go down, but it doesn't look like it at this point.
Well, all right. We got to go to break, but it's Zach and Sarah, we'd like to talk to you, and I'd like to know if how much harder it makes your job if it's a half and half thing. If half the students, I mean, I'm curious about that, and I want to get your opinions there. So hang around. We're going to be right back. It'll be a very short break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, and if you want to actually save some money without giving up something, TGS is the way to go. You grab your phone, you text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address, and you send that back. You're going to get a full quote and proposal with excellent homeowners insurance coverage within 15 seconds. And you might not know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance now. I know I didn't. And when I compared it and I made sure to check all the boxes, is this covered, this covered, this covered, this covered, I got better coverage and I saved over $1,000 a year through TGS Insurance. This is the real deal, guys. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews, and the average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. There's no need to wait till your renewal. They're going to save you money now. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy because that's the law. If you change insurance companies, they've got to refund what you've paid ahead, and they'll get you started right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5.